Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Audrey.
Pretty serious topic today, but one that definitely must be covered. And that is Suicide Prevention Month, all through September.
Yes. The month of September is National Suicide Prevention Month. And I know I've shared in the past about our K-State Research and Extension Stress and Resiliency Team. And during the month of September, we are raising awareness and spreading information and resources about suicide prevention. And so locally here within the Frontier District, we're also sharing that information through news articles, radio programs, and also through social media. Suicide is a public health crisis across the nation and in Kansas. And in 2018, suicide was the ninth leading cause of death in the state of Kansas. And the rate has increased by 70% from 2000 to 2018. In July of 2023, so just a few months ago, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment actually released an alert to notify healthcare providers of the increased emergency visits related to female suicide attempts. And we received that notification as well through Extension. In July, again, July of 2023 alone, there were 162 suicide-related occurrences among Kansas females. And so this really does testify to the importance of observing Suicide Prevention Month, and it displays the urgent need for community action in addressing this health crisis. There's many myths around suicide, such as a belief that it cannot be prevented. And of course, this myth is false. Many suicides can be prevented through asking questions, open conversations, and then proper mental health treatment and reducing access to fatal means. And so one of the things that we cover in the QPR, the Question, Persuade, Refer suicide prevention trainings that I lead, we talk about the myths and the facts around suicide. And then we also talk about warning signs or cues for people to look for. So it's really important to pay attention to those warning signs of suicide. And some of those are isolation from others. So somebody is starting to isolate themselves. Maybe they're starting to engage in some risky activities or behaviors. There's a change in sleeping habits or eating habits. And one of the things we talk about during QPR training is that prolonged lack of sleep. And so maybe it could be not falling asleep, not staying asleep, but lack of sleep is really a big warning sign or red flag. They may be giving away personal items for no reason, and then also talking about not wanting to live. So again, upon noticing those warning signs, then it's important for early intervention and support. And again, I share some of this information during the QPR classes, but I want to share today too. We have a 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. So that is available 24 hours a day. And you can, again, call 988, or you can also text 988, and that you can chat with a counselor online. Another helpline that is available is through the National Alliance on Mental Illness. It's called NAMI. And we actually have some chapters throughout Kansas that are part of the National Alliance. And that is available Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And it can be reached by calling 1-800-950-6264. And then there's also a crisis text line. This is available 24 hours a day. And it can be reached by texting HOME to 741-741. So we know that there's a lot of stigma still around suicide, and actually talking about suicide, talking about mental health in general, about our feelings and emotions, dealing with difficult conversations. And so, you know, it's really important for us to normalize some of those conversations around talking about our mental health and wellness as well. And so some of the things that you can do to help reduce the stigma is using respectful and mindful language when talking about suicide, and then also showing compassion for those struggling. And again, referring back to the QPR, we talk about what things people say they're not helpful. And these are actually testimonies from those who have attempted or contemplated suicide. And they've shared that this is what someone said to me, and it was not helpful at all. And then we also have those who say, this is what someone did say to me, and it was very helpful. and helping me to see that I do have hope in, you know, in this situation. And so, again, by fostering an environment of understanding and providing support, we can encourage others to reach out and seek the help that they need. So, again, the entire month of September is Suicide Prevention Month. You'll likely be seeing information through, you know, if you're on social media, again, if it's newsprint or on the radio, but we're getting the word out. And Audrey, I don't want to forget to let people know that, again, I am a QPR, Suicide Prevention Certified Trainer. And so for those that are maybe interested in attending a training, they can contact me. It's about an hour to hour and a half training. I provided them across the district, and here in Franklin County, Advent Health Ottawa has provided some financial support. So we have support from them. I know that mental health and suicide prevention is a part of our community health improvement plan in Franklin County as well. And so, again, it's a national health crisis, and of course here in Kansas too. So that training is available. It's available for free. Again, we go through the myths and then talk about the facts related to suicide. We talk about the warning signs or clues. We talk about behavior and situational clues, as well as verbal and nonverbal. And then talk about how do you question someone about their intent of suicide. Question them, persuade them to stay and get help, and then refer them to that help. And it may be a professional help, but maybe a family member, a coach, an adult mentor, someone that they trust that they can talk to about that situation. So if anyone is interested in the QPR training, certainly give me a call. And my number is 785-229-3520.
Thank you very much. And if you can hear this, that means you're worth keeping around. So if you have any questions about whether or not, please call. Thank you again, Rebecca. We look forward to talking to you next time.
Thank you.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Meredithine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol.